Welcome to Inner Peace to Go, your source for practical, proven strategies to reduce stress and make life easier. I'm your host, Sandy Cohen, and I am so glad you're here. Let's dig in. Hey, welcome back to Inner Peace to Go. Thank you so much for tuning in. So as you probably know, my aim with this podcast is to offer an idea or strategy every week that can help you reduce stress, find more ease inside your brain, and support your sense of self-worth and inner peace. So much of this is an inside job. It's an inside job. Now, not every strategy that we talk about will work for everyone, but all of these strategies and concepts come from social science, from psychology, and from wisdom traditions. And I've also personally tried like nearly all of them, if not all of them. The ones I haven't tried are the ones I'm still wanting to try. As a recovering neurotic overachiever who has experienced painful depression, anxiety, and burnout, these kinds of strategies are what has really lifted me out of those doldrums and kind of given me life again. It's what inspired me to study well-being and to learn about what really leads to happiness and what stands in the way of inner peace. Because the things that I was doing was not taking me there, even though I was working as hard as I could and just trying to do all the things. So I've been studying this for more than a decade now. I've read hundreds of books, and my aim with this podcast is to share the insights I've learned in bite-sized servings that you can easily take into your week, try on for size, and see if it helps you feel better. So this week, let's talk about your inherent worth. That's right. I said your inherent worth. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, you have inherent worth. Worth that exists because you exist. Now, if you're like me, you might think that worth is something that you have had to earn. I always felt like it was something that I had to earn, like through good grades, trying to be a good daughter, trying to be physically attractive, something I could earn through work by like getting a good job, doing it well, something I could earn by trying to be thin, trying to be as pretty as possible, trying to have a boyfriend. I was always trying to earn and prove my worth. And of course, no matter what I did, I came up short in my own mind as to whether or not this was actually enough to be deemed worthy. That whole I'm not enough idea. I mean, I think this is something that we all struggle with, and it's something I have struggled with mightily. But consider a little baby. Now, maybe you've had a baby, or you have a baby niece or nephew, or you have a friend who's had a baby, but even if you've literally never met a baby in real life, picture a baby. Picture a baby in your mind, like the cherubic picture of a little baby, like from a baby food commercial or a diaper commercial. Picture that sweet little baby. And this little human being, does that baby have worth? Does that baby deserve to exist? Does it have value? Does it have value merely because it exists? Because I think most of us would say, yeah, it does. I mean, people love babies. People who don't even have babies or want babies, like I'm not the most maternal person in the world, but people don't over babies. We naturally do it. We are naturally protective towards a baby. We are innately inclined to be like watchful over a baby. We know that they need everything. And even again, you don't even have to know the baby. You don't have to know the parents. If you saw a little baby on the street, you would want to protect it. It's just like a natural thing. We recognize that a baby has intrinsic value. It's a human being. It's a precious life. It deserves to live and deserves to be safe. And like, we really don't have any kind of hard time with that. And yet a baby doesn't have a job. A baby doesn't have an impressive Ivy League degree or perfect grades or a perfect figure or any of the other things that we put pressure on ourselves to have, right? A baby doesn't worry about its weight. It doesn't worry about its appearance. It doesn't worry if it has like the latest gadgets or designer stuff. A baby just exists as it is. And we all know its value. And unlike us, I mean, a baby has nothing but needs, right? I mean, by the time you're listening to a podcast, you've accomplished a lot. Like you have access to a podcast, you're curious about improving your life, A baby has none of that. A baby needs someone to look after it all day long. It relies on other people to provide its food, its safety, its companionship, to keep it warm or cool it down, make sure it's like not too much in the sun. It is entirely dependent on the people who love it. And it expresses itself 100% unselfconsciously. A baby just like does what it does, right? It laughs, it smiles, it cries, it poops, it does whatever, and it does it without any sort of sense of shame or self-consciousness. Like it just is. It just exists. It does not worry about how people will perceive it or how its behavior might affect its access to what it needs. It is just alive and it is worthy, inherently worthy. And so are you. And so are you, because you were a baby once, and at that time, neither you nor anybody else doubted your value. Somebody showed up and changed your diapers and snuggled on you and provided you food. And even if your upbringing wasn't ideal, you survived to adulthood. That meant someone looked after you. Somebody saw your inherent worth, and you didn't have to do anything to earn it. You were worthy of love and care just for existing. And so, what has changed? I mean, you've developed more skills, learned more about your gifts over time, probably contributed more. Well, I mean, definitely contributed more than a baby, right? And then maybe you think, as I do, like, yes, okay, I have lived long and maybe I was born worthy, but I probably no longer am because I've done bad things in my life and I've made all these mistakes and that has detracted from my worth. But that's where I think we should ask ourselves whether thinking that way supports our growth and our ability to show up and give what we have, our ability to show up for others. Does doubting our worth support our inner peace? Does it help make life better? Or does it make you feel like you have to stay on the hamster wheel of earning your worth and value in the world by like working hard, being smart, being cute, or whatever kind of quantifiable exchange you've imagined might be enough to allow you to exist and take up space in this world? You know, over the last few weeks, we've talked a lot about not believing everything we think. And the importance of intentionally focusing on the kinds of thoughts that support a sense of ease, support a sense of inner peace, and allow us to really be there for our lives and show up for the people that we love. And when it comes to our inherent worth and whether we deny it or accept it, I would say this is a thought that we should be really intentional about. Why choose not to believe in our inherent worth? When believing in it, first of all, when you were a baby, there was no doubt, right? When you were a baby, you didn't doubt your inherent worth and nobody around you did. So why doubt it now? Why invest energy in those kinds of thoughts? Doubting our worth does not create optimal conditions for inner peace or for our growth or any of the things we want. Doubting our worth does not make us show up better in relationships. It does not make us show up better in work or our lives, for our health, and everything else. When you were a baby, you had inherent worth, and none of that is diminished. And we can choose to invest in thoughts that remind us of that. You know, like as a baby, if you saw a baby on the street, you would help it. You would want to help it. And just like if you see a kitten, you want to rescue. Oh my gosh, this reminds me. So just the other day, there was this big seabird. I live down by the beach, and there was a big seabird, which I later learned was called a cormorant. And it was standing in the middle of the sidewalk. And that bird does not belong in the middle of the sidewalk. I mean, it belongs in the ocean. And so we figured something was wrong with it. Some neighbors were standing out there. This bird had like duck feet and kind of a seagull beak, but it was way bigger than a seagull. And it was just standing on the sidewalk like it was like looking to buy a house or something. And my instinct, like I did not doubt this bird's value at all. My instinct and those of my neighbors who were standing out there was to help, to protect this bird. Like we knew this bird is worthy and we felt like this bird needs help. And luckily we were able to help it. Animal control came. We live in a neighborhood that has really good animal control and sea animal rescue. And they came and rescued it. But what I'm saying is this kind of like doubtless worth. Like, there's no doubt, right? There's value, there's worth. Can we see ourselves like that? Can we be the cormorant that was injured? I mean, I'm not sure if its foot was injured. I don't know. Can we be the kitten who gets rescued? Can we treat ourselves that way? The idea that we somehow have to earn our worth, it's nothing but a thought. It's a thought that we practice a lot, and that's why it's really sticky. But if that cormorant has worth, if a baby infant has worth, then by God, you have inherent worth. You didn't have to earn it. You came with it. It was factory issued when you were born. You have worth and value that is inherent to you, just for existing, for being a manifestation of divine life on this planet, like any living creature, inherent worth. So this week I offer that thought. Try it on for size, maybe roll it over in your brain. See what it feels like. See how thinking about your worth as inherent and not something that you have to earn, how that affects your mood, how that affects your days, how that affects, I mean, for me, even just thinking about it here as I'm talking to you, it makes me like, sit up a little taller, like that I have worth. I didn't have to earn it. I don't have to get all A's. I don't have to try so hard to be worthy. I can try hard because I want to try hard and succeed at certain things that are important to me, but not to earn my worth. You had worth as a little infant, and it hasn't left you. So I hope that thinking about this makes you sit up a little taller, feel a little better, feel like you can take it a little easier on yourself. You don't have to try so hard to earn worth that you already have, that's intrinsic in you. So I hope that this could stick in your mind and lighten your load this week and bring you a teensy weensy little dose of inner peace this week whenever you remember, like, dang, I have inherent worth. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't mean that much for you as it does for me, but for me, reflecting on this concept, I find very comforting and liberating. Like, I don't have to earn it. I've already got it. So, thank you so much for listening. Please let me know what you think of this episode or anything that you've heard on the podcast or anything you would like me to address. I'm so excited to hear from you. You can always reach me on Instagram at @YouKnowSandy. You can email me at innerpeacetogo@gmail.com. There's links in the show notes to both. And if you like this episode and want to share it with someone, please do. You can also rate or review this episode. You could subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening. And I thank you so much. This is just a tiny little operation. It's a one-woman show over here. So any support or any feedback you can offer, I value deeply. So thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you again next week. Hey, if you want to keep the peaceful vibes going, get on my email list. I'd love to send you my free ebook, The Ultimate Stress Busters Guide, packed with actionable steps to bring on the chill. Plus, I'll send you more tips and inspiration every week. There's a link in the show notes, and I'll see you in your inbox.